Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
That's the Who. Bring us back, Roger, Pete, and Keith, bringing us back one of the classics from the rock opera Tommy. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Moore is our guest. Gary's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founding member of our Brain Trust, and author of a number of books, including Look Up America. That's his new book. He's the founder of Faithful Finances. I'm sorry, Faithful Seminary. Faithful Finances 101 is the name of one of his books. Gary, thanks again for being here. We're talking about income inequality, and when we went to the break, you said the two beneficiaries of capitalism, as I remember, are capital, people who benefit from the capital side, and then, of course, the labor side. Now, we all know that labor, because of technology, for really 150 years or more, labor has been being modified quite a bit, right? I mean, the tractor and the cotton mill and the combine and all that displaced a lot of farmers, and now all this new technology we have is displacing a lot of workers. Factories are operating at half the staff they used to because of robots, et cetera, et cetera. Labor is taking a hit, isn't it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. The percentage of the national income that goes to labor has been in steady decline for a long time. And what's particularly problematic about that, Jim, I mean, we always dreamed of having machines do our jobs. Now that they're doing them, we're not real happy about that. Mm-hmm. But in essence, I sent you a chart that when I was born in 1950, Jim, until about 1980, the rise in productivity, that's how hard people are working, okay, and what they're producing, they rose in lockstep until 1980. Then they began diverging until the point today. Productivity of the American worker since I was born is up 250%. Hourly compensation, though, is up a little over 100%. Okay? In other words, capital has gotten all the gains since 1980. Now, this is going to irritate you. You know, as a lifelong Republican, advisor to Jack Kemp on his board, who co-authored Reaganomics with Art Laffer.
Right.
Okay? But Jim, we have to understand that Reaganomics was built on what we call supply-side economics. Mm-hmm. What that meant was we would get economic resources, but via tax cuts and so on, into the hands of the major producers of the country. And I'm not talking that small business isn't a producer. We produce a heck of a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, though, the goal was to get more and more money into the hands of corporate America, Jim. Mm-hmm. And what we've done is today, corporate America, of course, is sitting on a record amount of cash, while virtually everybody else is wondering where
that's
the
right.
money went.
Well, and
that's why I became, let me finish, I became an independent in the mid-90s, Jim. Because I realized that we were taking this idea of, and we were becoming an elitist economy, and we were taking that idea far too much, and I actually left the GOP over that and became an independent.
Well, there are other things going on out there. You mentioned the cash situation with the corporate America.
Yeah.
See, you can never minimize. I know you didn't mean to, and I know you, with the way you said it, you didn't mean to minimize small business. But I will tell you, Gary, over the last 30 years, small businesses have become more of an integral part of the performance of big businesses.
Oh, Jim, I'm a small business person.
I know, but here's my point. When these big companies are sitting on their cash, that means they're not taking advantage of growth opportunities, because when they take advantage of growth opportunities, that means they let more contracts with small business owners, which grows the middle class. So
that's
what I'm saying, see, this is why for years now, Gary, I've been blaming a lot of what you're concerned about right now, this, and I am too, the squeezing of the middle class. I've been blaming it on the practices of Wall Street and the oligarchy they have with Washington. Because if major corporations had a desire and a motivation to invest, they would be creating small business contracts, and we would be fixing a lot of this middle class squeeze that you're talking about. A lot of it is coming from the fact that big companies are not doing, they're not growing, they're not taking advantage of growing. All they're doing is trying to squeeze a profit out of what they have. Now tell me I'm wrong.
No, we call it shrinking their way to profitability.
My dad called it starving the profit out of your animals. When I was on the farm, he said, "Son, you cannot starve the profit out of your animals."
That's, you know, that was one. That was what Moses. Did you ever see the movie Ten Commandments?
Of course.
Remember, old Moses irritated his brother or whatever by giving the slaves the Sunday off, and then he said something like, "Well, you rest your horses when they're tired, don't you?"
Yeah.
And basic morality. And you're having Martin Wolf on in a little bit.
He's next
one
hour.
Of my heroes. I read the Financial Times largely just to get Martin's perspective on things. And he and I have emailed for years, and yesterday I said, "Glad to see you're going to be with Jim." I said, "Because this is basically a moral issue." And he said, "Absolutely." And it's a moral issue, and Jim, you and I have talked, and I've talked for 15 years about the influence of Ayn Rand and Milton Friedman on the American economy. You know, Milton Friedman said the CEOs of the company, of our big companies, have no social responsibilities other than to make as much money as possible for the shareholders. And that includes small businesses who supply to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as you know, I've been writing about this. I've been talking about this. I was one of the first people out here on Main Street to start talking about this years ago, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And now chickens are coming home to roost, unfortunately. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Gary Moore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.